The Morning Minute. Paula Deen is a sinking ship. First she lost her food TV job, then she lost her gig with Smithfield Pork, and now she's lost Caesars Entertainment, Walmart, Home Depot, Target, QVC, and she even lost her diabetes drug spokeswoman job. That's bad when they don't even want you to represent a disease. Paula's multi-million dollar empire is crumbling, and if she hasn't already, Paula's about to have an N-word relapse. But don't worry, Paula, you could always be a spokesperson for the Tea Party. But hold up, wait a minute. Paula has called on the Reverend Jesse Jackson to help her out of this N-word mess. And Jesse said he's gonna help her. But personally, I still have doubts about her sincerity. Paula, you're gonna have to go ahead and break Jesse off a piece so that we know you're serious about loving black people. Former NBA star Gilbert Arenas was arrested for possession of 100 pounds of illegal fireworks. The last time Gilbert got in trouble, it was for Glocks, 9mm, and AK-47s. And now he's busted for sparklers, cherry bombs, and Roman candles? It's safe to say that all the gangsta in Gilbert is gone. I'm Chris Paul, and this was the Morning Minute.